Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. We're talking about whether you're a commodity or a product, looking into investing and things like that. So the term commodity came up, and commodity is something like oil or wheat or grain or something that doesn't matter where it's grown. It doesn't matter to a degree who manufactured it or what quality it is. There is usually a price for a commodity, and the price is set by how the supply and demand, basically. And it just led me to think that a lot of us are running our practices like a commodity rather than a product. And this came to me several, eight, nine, 10 years ago, when I was in a clinic and I was overrunning, and the patient went up to the desk and said, "Is there another surgeon I can see on another day? Because I've got to, you know, whatever, go and pick up the kids or something." And, you know, and would have happily booked into another clinic the next day to see a different surgeon because they just wanted to see a surgeon for a tummy tuck or breast implants or whatever. And that made me realize that to that person, I was a commodity. I was a surgeon that does breast implants or whatever. And I think many doctors are running their practices like a commodity. They're providing a service, an endoscopy, an ECG, an operation, whatever it may be, but it's a commodity. If someone else does the same thing, it is a more convenient time, if it happens to be their day off, or something that I suspect happens more often than you may think, if the person who answers the phone at the private hostel says, "Oh, Mr. Bloggs has just started and he's really good and he's got some availability on Thursday afternoon, would you like to go and see him instead?" They can direct people away from seeing you to go and see Mr. Bloggs or Mrs. Bloggs. And, you know, I suspect that happens more often than not. And that happens when you are a commodity. Patients can be swayed. If you normally get your grain from Guatemala and it's £300 a bag, then someone says, "Look, you can get the grain from Ecuador and it's £250 a bag." You'll say, "That's it, I'm getting it from Ecuador." You know, you don't mind because you just want a bag of grain. You just want a tummy tuck. You just want breast implants. You just want an endoscopy, whatever. Then you're a commodity and your price is set by supply and demand, and it's going to be pretty standard across the other people who are supplying that commodity. But what you need to try and get yourself into is to be a product. A product's different. A product's got marketing. A product's got branding. Yes, a product is affected by supply and demand, but there is a wide range of prices, and the prices are set according to the value proposition. So you are not just another doctor providing a service. You are a brand. You have got something that you can offer patients that is different. And that's the thing. You've got to think about where your differentiation is. What is different about you? If you want a successful practice, you cannot just be a doctor that does endoscopies or breast implants or whatever. And if someone says, you know, "Why you?" It can't just be, "Oh, I'm fully trained and I really look after people and I really got an attention to detail," because everyone has got that. You're a commodity if you're just fully trained, attention to detail, and, you know, there's 5-10 other consultants in the private hostel which are probably can say exactly the same thing. So you've got to think about how you can make yourself into a product. And it's kind of like, a bit like, I often use the car analogy. So the commodity is like grain, wheat, you know, things like that. And the product is kind of like a car in terms of the Volvo or the Skoda or the VW or the Rolls-Royce or the Mercedes. They're products. So yes, they're affected by supply and demand,
But there's no question that Mercedes, BMW can charge a premium over Seat and VW, for instance. There is no question that there are differentiators there, that there's a wide range of products because they differentiate, saying, look, if you want safety, you go for this one. If you want speed, you go for this one. If you want comfort, you go with this one. So it's very important to try and think what you can do to differentiate yourself, to make yourself into a product, not a commodity. If you think that your patients might be going up to the front desk when you're overrunning, saying, look, you got any availability tomorrow afternoon because it's my day off, and they say, yeah, Mrs. Bloggs has got a clinic afternoon tomorrow afternoon, she's fantastic, she'll really look after you. If they say, yeah, great, can I see Mrs. Bloggs tomorrow afternoon, you're a commodity, you haven't got a business, you can't sell it, it's not going to be worth anything, you can't charge more, you're just a job, you just got a job. And that might be okay, but you cannot break free from the constraints of that limitation of being a commodity. So I urge you to try and think about kind of marketing. I mean, I know it's a bit of a dirty word, that, for doctors, but I think it's okay. Marketing is okay. I think the NHS markets themselves, GPs market themselves, you market yourself to sell a useful product. It's not like you're marketing yourself to sell a dangerous or harmful product. Presuming you have got a useful product, presumably what you do for patients is good for them and does make them happier or feel better or improves their quality of life. That's a big presumption, because if it doesn't, then yeah, maybe not, maybe you're in the wrong job. But if you are actually helping people, then you've got a good product. So it's actually incumbent on you to actually market yourself and think in your own little way of how you can be a brand, because then you can start set your prices, then you can start attracting patients to you. If your clinic's full, look, you have to wait till next week or the week after, because my clinic's full. Not, ooh, can I see Mrs. Bloggs? Because Mrs. Bloggs hasn't got the same positioning as you. She hasn't got the same, she's not selling the same product as you. Yes, she's selling endoscopies or breast implants, but it's not the same product as you. It's a different product. I don't even know what their product is, but you know what your product is. Think about what is your product? What are you selling? That is the key to building and sustaining a private practice. You've got to have a product, not a commodity.